Hey guys, it's Clinton Jeff from somewhereguide@cj.com, and this is the daily roundup for December 21st, Tuesday. I know we've missed in the last couple of days, two, 3 days in there. Unfortunately, I was traveling. I'm on vacation right now in South India. Lots of tropical weather, no more freezing, so much appreciated. Not much news today. Let's start off with the Apple news. Apple has removed the unofficial WikiLeaks application from the App Store. Something that a lot of people might have not noticed, but it wasn't a free app. Unfortunately, you had to pay $1.99, I think, to buy the app. So yeah, that's gone. But Foursquare for iPhone has been updated. You can now add pictures and comments to venues when you check in. I just tested it out and it's very cool. You can add pictures of any venue that you go to, blah, blah, blah. You can also comment on it. It's very cool. So if you're a Foursquare fan, you should check that out. An Android mascot has also cameoed in an iPad game advertisement that was made by some Switzerland history app thing. I don't know. I'm not too sure what it was. But you should check this out. It's pretty funny because in the crowd there's the Android robot right there. Moving on to Android news. The PlayStation 4 might be called the Xperia Play, according to some Swedish PR firm that has found this out and registered the trademark, apparently. Yeah, so Engadget picked that up. You can check out the post on the blog. Motorola has also teased an upcoming Honeycomb Android tablet with a video that shows the history of tablets, starting from the Egyptian tablets back there all the way to the Aztec and to the Galaxy Tab and stuff like that. Again, much pretty funny, so it is worth checking out. It's a video. Samsung is also offering a limited edition Nexus S, which isn't anything great at all. It's actually just a Nexus S with a back panel that has Android logos stuck all over the place. Yeah, I don't think it's worth $843.50. But hey, if you're one of those people who have that much money lying around and you want to buy it, I can't judge you. Moving on to Symbian news today, only one bit of information. Mobler, the last FM scrobbler for Symbian, has been updated to work with Symbian 3. Same UI, nothing majorly new, but definitely worth checking out if you're a last FM fan. So yeah, that's basically it for today's daily roundup. Very short today. Again, if you have any feedback about the podcast or anything you would like to get in touch with us, do let us know at cj@stomygod@cj.com.